From Radio Australia, we present Club Forum, a special program for members of our listeners' club. And here's your host, Keith Glover.
Thank you very much, Lynn. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to a club session. Let's see what we've got lined up for you today. We have a report on the Australian DX Clubs Convention, the Radio DX Clubs Convention, last weekend here in Australia, in Melbourne, too. News of a very significant event that's taken place in broadcasting circles in New Zealand. There's word of a competition in the United States. Some news on a visit by a very important member of the broadcasting fraternity from Radio Canada, now retired. I'll mention him afterwards. And we might just have a moment or two of a contribution from a listener. But let's have that report first of all. And I'm sorry I haven't got Bob Padula here in the studio to talk to you in person. Might have been better. But he's, I think, still getting over the convention. I don't mean that they had a rather rough time. They just had such a busy time. They were very busy people. There were 26 of them altogether, enthusiasts from mainly two states, who met for Convention 73, held in a hotel just outside the main city of Melbourne, over the 3 days of what we call the Australia Day holiday weekend, January 27, 28, and 29th. I think I gave you notice that they were kind enough to invite me to go and address them. Of course, it was a non-technical talk. We talked about the humanities of shortwave broadcasting, but I found that they were all of them intensely interested. They gave me a wonderful hearing, and I had a delightful time with them. I sat down to dinner with them before the evening session on the Saturday after I'd finished the sporting service from Radio Australia, and I think I had dinner with, Robert James, who incidentally was the convention organizer, did a wonderful job, and he had his brother with him at the table, and we had George Graham, who's their treasurer there too, and those four of us had dinner together, and we met everyone afterwards, including quite a contingent from Sydney. Let me tell you about the people that were there first of all. Bob Wagner is the branch manager in Victoria, and he organized their informal tour on the Monday. So 2 days, very much convention style, but the last day, Monday, they had a bit of a get-together. Probably some of the Melbourne people didn't turn up because they had a tour around the hills and the pleasant resorts close to Melbourne. I think the Sydney folk enjoyed that. Bob Wagner, their branch manager here in Melbourne, organised all that. The branch manager from New South Wales, David Smith, was there, ably supported by his co-organiser, Brian Anderson, who incidentally works for Channel 7 in Sydney, one of my colleagues of the commercial fraternity, but a very great shortwave enthusiast, and I had quite a conversation with Brian. And they had a real good contingent from Sydney. It was very well done, David Smith, to get such a gang down from Sydney for that convention. Now, Bob Padula himself, of course, was there. And if you don't know very much about the Australian Radio DX Club and you would like to have contact from where you listen overseas with Australian DX organisation, I don't think I could do better than to recommend this group, not because they invited me to speak to them, but they speak for us so much, and they provide so much of the material we use in DX's calling from Radio Australia. Their official address is Post Office Box 227, Box Hill, Victoria 3128. That's the postcode in Australia. Post Office Box 227, Box Hill, that's two words, B-O-X and H-I-L-L. It's a suburb of Melbourne, about 9 miles out. Bob Padula, I suppose he's responsible for all shortwave and notes that go out. You can send him requests for sample copies, new member kits, etc. David Foster is their secretary. He does a terrific job too. You can send inquiries to David about membership, general correspondence, of course, to him. George Graham, as I mentioned, does the treasurer's work, and Robert James, I think, is also one of their organisers in the stationery world, because I saw their own very fine station they now have. So altogether, a very friendly get-together of people, and I'm not just saying that myself. That was the feeling of people like Bob Padula, who's been so interested in this club for so long. A very friendly get-together at Convention 73, and I thank them for their hospitality. One of the big highlights of their convention was a visit to the receiving station run by the Australian Post Office at Hyde Park. Now, that took them quite a few miles out of the city of Melbourne, and I think they were all felt that it was a very good educational outing. It was very good for them indeed. They had two sessions, which you might call open forum, on Saturday and Sunday night in particular, and they weren't frightened to discuss any issues whatsoever. And I understand their next convention will be held over that same Australia Day holiday weekend, and next year's convention, 74, will be held in Sydney. So our congratulations to the Australian Radio DX Club for a very good time, and we hope that they'll go from greater success to greater success. I want to thank their member number one, Mr. Thurlow, very much for that wonderful letter that I mentioned to the convention that he wrote to me. And I'm almost too embarrassed to talk any more about it, Mr. Thurlow, but I was delighted to have such a letter from you. Now, here is a report coming up from New Zealand. And things have been...